Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Kedushin, Daf Pay Off, the fourth Perek Asar Yuchsin. Today's Daf is sponsored as a schus for all the hostages that they be freed for those wounded, that they should have a refuah shleima, and as a schus for all the chayalim that they should be protected and matzliach in their mission. So the few topics we're going to focus on. And when Rav said, Malkin al Yichud, we administer rabbinical malchus for Yichud, vein Austrian al Yichud, but we do not forbid a married woman to her husband based on Yichud. Ravashi said that even malchus are not given to a married woman, lest people think she committed adultery and received malchus because the death penalty is not applicable today, and her children are mamzeri. Amoraim disagree if they can give her malchus and announce that it was for Yichud and not adultery. Rav said, Ba'ala Be'ir ein choshesh mishum Yichud. If her husband is in the city, we're not concerned about Yichud, since she's afraid that her husband may come at any time. Rav Yosef said, Pesach Basul, Rishus Rabim, if the door of the room where the Yichud is taking place is open to the public thoroughfare, ein choshishin mishum Yichud, we're not concerned about Yichud. Rav Yosef himself sought to prevent Ravivi, his guest, from being secluded with his wife, despite his being in the city, because she was a close friend of Ravivi's and felt familiar with him. Pointing to a Bryce explains the Pasuk, Isha hafiram v'Hashem yislach la. Her husband revoked her nadarim, and Hashem will forgive her, as referring to a woman who violated her nadarim without knowing they were revoked, and it implies she requires forgiveness. Rabbi Kiva would weep on reaching this Pasuk and say, Ma mishin iskavin l'echo basu chazir, va'al biyado basu tleh. If someone intended to eat pork, and lamb's meat came to his hand, meaning he intended to eat non-kosher, but mistakenly ate kosher, the Torah says it requires atonement and forgiveness, as evidenced by a woman whose nadarim were revoked, mishin iskavin l'echo basu chazir, va'al biyado basu chazir, al achas kam v'kama, then someone who intended to eat pork and did, all the more so. A similar point is made regarding an Ashim Tavli brought for a doubtful transgression, about which the Torah says, V'nasa avono, he shall bear his iniquity. Rav Akiva would weep about this pasuk and say, if one who possibly transgressed an avera, thinking was permitted, bears his iniquity, then all the more so one who sins willfully. Isi ben Yehuda said about this pasuk, Al davar zeh yidvuku hadovim, about this matter let all those who mourn grieve. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that one may be secluded with his mother or daughter. Rav Asi said, Mizyachid adam imachoso, a man may be secluded occasionally with his sister, but may not reside alone with her. Badari mi'imo v'imbito, but he may reside alone with his mother or daughter because he's not tempted to sin with them. Shmuel said, Asu hizyached imko arayin shebatorah v'afil imbehema. It's forbidden to be secluded with all arayin in the Torah, even with an animal. Shmuel is challenged from the Mishnah which permits Yichud with a mother and daughter and responds that another Braisa says, Achosu v'chamosu sharkol arayin shebatorah, regarding one sister, mother-in-law, and all other arayin in the Torah, ein mizyached imahem el be'edim, one may not be alone with them unless there are witnesses present. It must be a machlokas d'naim, as we find that Rabbi Meir said, Yisaru bi mifnei biti, be careful with me, that I should not be secluded with my daughter. And Rabbi Tarfon said the same about his daughter-in-law. A student mocked his strict practice, and a short time later sinned with his mother-in-law. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav said, Malkin al Yichud. We administer rabbinical malchus for Yichud, ve'ein ostrin al Yichud, but do not forbid a married woman to her husband based on Yichud. Ravashi said that even malchus are not given to a married woman, lest people think she committed adultery and received malchus because the death penalty is not applicable today, and her children are mamzeri. Amoraim disagree if they can give her malchus and announce that it was for Yichud and not adultery. Rav said, Ba'ala Be'ir ein choshesh mishum Yichud. If her husband is in the city, we're not concerned about Yichud, since she's afraid that her husband may come at any time. Rav Yosef said, Pesach Basul, Rishus Rabim, if the door of the room where the Yichud is taking place is open to the public thoroughfare, ein choshesh mishum Yichud, we're not concerned about Yichud. Rav Yosef himself sought to prevent Ravivi, his guest, from being secluded with his wife, despite his being in the city, because she was a close friend of Ravivi's and felt familiar with him. Pointing to a Bryce explains the Pasuk, Isha hafiram v'Hashem yislach la. Her husband revoked her nadarim, and Hashem will forgive her, as referring to a woman who violated her nadarim without knowing they were revoked, and it implies she requires forgiveness. Rabbi Kiva would weep on reaching this Pasuk and say, Ma mishin iskavin l'echo basu chazir, va'al biyado basu tleh. If someone intended to eat pork, and lamb's meat came to his hand, meaning he intended to eat non-kosher, but mistakenly ate kosher, the Torah says it requires atonement and forgiveness, as evidenced by a woman whose nadarim were revoked, mishin iskavin l'echo basu chazir, va'al biyado basu chazir, al achas kam v'kama, then someone who intended to eat pork and did, all the more so. A similar point is made regarding an Ashim Tavli brought for a doubtful transgression, about which the Torah says, V'nasa avono, he shall bear his iniquity. Rav Akiva would weep about this pasuk and say, if one who possibly transgressed an avera, thinking was permitted, bears his iniquity, then all the more so one who sins willfully. Isi ben Yehuda said about this pasuk, Al davar zeh yidvuku hadovim, about this matter let all those who mourn grieve. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that one may be secluded with his mother or daughter. Rav Asi said, "Misyachid adam imachoso, a man may be secluded occasionally with his sister, but may not reside alone with her. But he may reside alone with his mother or daughter because he's not tempted to sin with them." Shmuel said, "Asu hisyached imko arayin shebetorah vafil im behema. It's forbidden to be secluded with all arayin in the Torah, even with an animal." Shmuel is challenged from the Mishnah, which permits yichud with a mother and daughter, and responds that another brisa says, "Achosu v'chamosu shar kol arayin shebetorah regarding one sister, mother-in-law, and all other arayin in the Torah, ein hisyached imahem el be'edim. One may not be alone with them unless there are witnesses present." It must be a machlokas denim, as we find that Rabbi Meir said, "Hisaru bi mifnei biti, be careful with me, that I should not be secluded with my daughter." And Rabbi Tarfon said the same about his daughter-in-law. A student mocked his strict practice, and a short time later sinned with his mother-in-law. All right, so now we go to Simmon Daf Pei Off, and our standard Simmon is a grandpa. A grandpa, so here goes. The grandpa who was in the city when his wife was in Yichud at home with the plumber intended to sin and eat pork, but mistakenly ate lamb while visiting his sister alone in her home. Once again, it's emotion. The grandpa, that must be Moran Daf Pei Aleph. The grandpa who was in the city when his wife was in Yichud at home with a plumber, which reminds us, Rav said Malkin al Yichud. We administer rabbinical malchus for Yichud, Bein Ostrin al Yichud, but do not forbid a married woman to her husband based on Yichud. Rav Ashi said that even malchus are not given to a married woman, lest people think she committed adultery and receive malchus because the death penalty is not applicable today, and that her children are mamzerim. Rava said, if her husband is in the city, we're not concerned about Yichud, since she's afraid that her husband may come at any time. So the grandpa who was in the city when his wife was in Yichud at home with a plumber intended to sin and eat pork, but mistakenly ate lamb, which reminds us, the Bryce explains the Pasuk, Isha hafeiram v'Hashem yislachla, her husband revoked her nadarim, and Hashem will forgive her, as referring to a woman who violated her nadarim without knowing they were revoked, and it implies she requires forgiveness. Rabbi Kiva would weep when reaching this Pasuk and say, if someone intended to eat pork and lamb's meat came to his hand, meaning he intended to eat non-kosher but mistakenly ate kosher, the Torah says it requires atonement and forgiveness, as evidenced by a woman whose nadarim were revoked, than someone who intended to eat pork and did all the more so. So the grandpa who was in the city when his wife was in Yichud at home with the plumber intended to sin and eat pork, but mistakenly ate lamb while visiting his sister alone in her home, which reminds the Mishnah taught that one may be secluded with his mother or daughter. Rav Asi said, a man may be secluded occasionally with his sister, but may not reside alone with her. But he may reside alone with his mother or daughter because he's not tempted to sin with them. Shmuel said, it's forbidden to be secluded with all arayos in the Torah, even with an animal. So once again, the grandpa who was in the city when his wife was in Yichud at home with the plumber intended to sin and eat pork, but mistakenly ate lamb while visiting his sister alone in her home. All right, so now it's time for four Balabat Chazar. Daf Ein Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The sad Bas Challah walking her goat, that must be more Daf Ein Zayin, aze. The sad Bas Challah walking her goat, who just found out she was Aser to Kahuna forever, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Bas Challah Zachar Pesul Min Kahuna La'olam. The daughter of a male Challah is disqualified from Kahuna forever, meaning even many generations later. Yisrael Shanasa Challah, but a Yisrael who married a Challah, Bito Kasher Kahuna, his daughter, is fit for Kahuna. This distinction is based on the Pasuk, Oyachal Zar Ba'amav, he shall not profane his offspring among his people, from a Gezer Shava of Ba'amav, from the prohibition for a Kohen to become Tamei, from a corpse, which only applies to Mel Kohanim. So the sad Bas Challah walking her goat, who just found out she was Aser to Kahuna forever, came across an almana sitting on a goatskin mat, mourning the passing of her third husband, which reminds us, a brisa teaches, almana, 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 a kohen who has relations with a widow, and a widow, eno chayv ela achas, is only chayv to one set of malchus. The case is a woman who is widowed from three different husbands, mau detema hari shemus mechulakim, where you might have said that she is prohibited by three separate titles of prohibition because each widowhood is a result from three different husbands. Kamashmon gupi mechulakim bi'inun v'leika. So the brisa teaches that separate physical entities are required for multiple malchus, and they are not in this case. So the sad Bas Challah walking her goat, who just found out she was Aser to Kahuna forever, came across an almana sitting on a goatskin mat, mourning the passing of her third husband, being comforted by a woman who became a Challah as a result of an Aser Kahuna, which reminds us a Challah is the only result of an Aser Kahuna, not an Aser Karas. Daf Ein Ches. So the Siman Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ach. So here goes. The little boy who would usually go, ach, boy going, ach, that must be more on Daf Ein Ches, ach. The little boy, who would usually go ach with his veggies, took advantage of the fact that his father was arguing with a friend regarding Kidesh Loke, which reminds us, Abai says, Kidesh Loke, if a Kohen married a woman prohibited to Kohanim, he incurs Malkus even without relations. Baal Loke, if he had relations, he incurs Malkus even without marrying her. The former is for violating Lo Yikach, he shall not take, meaning marriage, and the latter is for violating Lo Yichalel, he shall not profane her. Rabbi says he only incurs malchus for relations after marriage because the Torah juxtaposes prohibitions to teach matam lo yikach, what's the reason he shall not take, mishum lo yichalel, because the Torah commands he shall not profane. So the little boy, who would usually go ach with his veggies, took advantage of the fact that his father was arguing with a friend regarding kidesh loke, and instead uses vegetables to enact a kohen marrying a little convert, which reminds Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds that a convert herself is permitted to a kohen if she was converted before the age of 3. He supports this from Moshe's telling the soldiers who fought against Midian that they could spare the girls below the age of 3 for themselves, and Pinchas, a Kohen, was among those soldiers. So the little boy, who would usually go ugh with his veggies, took advantage of the fact that his father was arguing with a friend regarding Kidesh Loke, and instead uses vegetables to enact a Kohen marrying a little convert, and a father saying his son is a mamzer, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one who says, Benize mamzer, this son of mine is a mamzer, he's not believed even if the mother agrees, and even if the child has not yet been born. Rav Yehuda holds that the father is believed. A Braisa darshens the word yakir, he shall recognize his firstborn son to teach, yakirenu lacherim, he can identify him to others. From here, Rav Yehuda derived that a father is believed to identify his firstborn, and even to say he's a chalal or mamzer. The Chachamim say he's not believed to disqualify his son, and Rav explains that they derive from Yakir that a father can identify his firstborn son where it's unknown. Daf Ayin Tes, the Siman Daf Ayin Tes is an 8, a pen, and we use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer, that must be more in Daf Ayin Tes, 8, pen. The sofer who married a Bogeris after her father married her off on the road, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Kicha Aviya Bederek, if a girl's father married her off on the road, Vikicha Atzma Be'ir, and she later accepted Kedushin herself in the city, Harayi Bogeris, and now she's found to be a Bogeris, a full adult, Rav says, Harayi Bogeris Lefanenu. Behold, she's a Bogeris before us, and is assumed to have been so before the father's Kedushin. So the father's Kedushin is invalid, and her own is valid. Shmuel says, Chayshin L'Kedushe Shneim, we are concerned for both marriages because we're unsure when she became a Bogeris. So the sof who married a Bogeris after her father married her off on the road was distressed when he noticed the mikveh he was usually toveling before working was lacking 40 saw, which reminds us Shmuel's challenge from a Mishnah. If a mikveh was measured and found lacking 40 saw, all tamei kelim which were immersed in it and any foods prepared in them are tamei even if the suffix occurred in Rishus Rabim, a public domain where sfeikos are normally ruled tahor. This proves that the current deficient mikveh is assumed with certainty to have been deficient earlier. The Gemara concludes, Hasim Tarti L'Re'usa. Regarding a mikveh, there are two weaknesses against assuming a later deficiency, the kelim's earlier tamei status and the mikveh's current deficient status. Hacha Chad L'Re'usa, regarding the Bogeris, there's only one weakness against assuming a later change to Bagris, her current status of Bagris, so it remains a suffix. So the sofer who married a Bogeris after her father married her off on the road was distressed when he noticed the mikveh he was usually toveling before working was lacking 40 saw. Just as the customer entered the shop who just returned from overseas with his wife and children, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who went overseas with his wife and returns with his wife and children and says, the wife who went overseas with me is this one, and these are her children from me. He doesn't need to prove her yichus since it was proven at their marriage, nor of their children since they're assumed to be theirs. If he returns with only children, saying that his wife died, he must prove the children are from his wife. Daf Pei, so the Siman Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter, that must be learned Daf Pei. The painter was so engrossed in painting a picture of what was presumed to be a family about to get skila and sreifa, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan says, Malkin al chazakos, we administer malkos based on legal presumptions, and solkin v'sorfin al chazakos, we execute by stoning and burning based on legal presumptions. This second ruling is based on Rabbi Baravuna's statement that in a case where a man, woman, young boy, and young girl all grew up in the same house, creating the unproven presumption that their parents and their children, niskalin zal zeh, they are stoned to death because of each other, meaning if the boy has relations with a woman, presumed to be his mother, and they're burned to death because of each other, meaning if the girl has relations with the man, presumed to be her father. So the painter was so engrossed in painting a picture of what was presumed to be a family about to get skila and Sreifa, that he didn't notice his son playing with some dough next to a dead sheretz, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Sorfina Chazakos, we burn truma based on legal presumptions indicating it became tameh. But Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein Sorfina Chazakos, we do not burn truma based on legal presumptions. This parallels another machukas they have. A Mishnah teaches that if a child is found near a dough and the dough is in his hand, Reb Meir rules the dough tower and the Chachamim say it's tameh. Mifnei Shadarko Shaltino Katapea, because it's the way of a child to play with shratzim and garbage heaps, rendering him tameh, and by extension the dough he appears to have touched. So the painter was so engrossed in painting a picture of what was presumed to be a family about to get skila and sreifa that he didn't notice his son playing with some dough next to a dead sheretz, nor the woman secluded in a room next door with two men. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches the laws of yichud. A man may not be in yichud with two women, but a woman may be in yichud with two men. A braisa explains the distinction between two men and two women, however nashim daitin kalos alan, because women's minds are light to be persuaded, and both may agree to sin. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn that we give malkas based on chazakos, and we give skila and sreifa based on chazakos? That's on daf. Pay. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that if a husband is in the city, we're not concerned about yichud? That's on daf. Pay off. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn when one returning from Medina Siyam must prove his wife's and children's yichud? That's on daf. Ayin test. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn a kohen who has relations with a triple almana is only chayiv one set of malkas? That's on daf. Ayin zayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn about nini kapara for intent to do a nevera, like in the case of one who intended to eat pork but ate kosher meat? That's on daf. Pay off. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we malchukas if we burn truma based on chazakos and the case of the child playing with dough near a dead sheretz? That's on daf. Pay. Good. Number 7. Which of the when a man may be in yichud occasionally with a sister, but he can't live alone with her? That's on daf. Pay off. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we machlokas whether a father is believed to say that a son is a mamzer? That's on daf. Ein ches. Good. Number 9. Which of the when Rabbi Elazar taught that a kusi cannot marry a kusis? That's on daf. Ayin hey. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss the yichud of a man with two women and a woman with two men? That's on daf. Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.